I would like to read some instructions by Srila Prabhupada, given by Srila Prabhupada on chanting japa. And then what we'll do, we're going to, at 5 o'clock, if the schedule goes according to plan, we're going to have a kirtan. We're going to sing. Does everyone have the sheet? The two songs, Gagorma Vishale and another one. Do you have that? Okay, so we're going to sing that, and Nandanandana Prabhu is going to come in with Parivar, with his family, or some of the family, and we'll chant together. And then we'll continue speaking of Prabhupada's instructions on the holy name, and then we're going to have some japa practice. Not exactly practice, but we're going to, I don't want to be presumptuous to say learn, but I will tell you what I found to be the most important thing, especially in the beginning of chanting, and how you can, raise your hand if you have difficulty controlling the wandering mind when you're chanting. Well, me too. But I will show you how you can actually do it. You can control it. Big promise, yes? Let's see. But first, some of Prabhupada's instructions on chanting. There is no such requirement that japa should be silently, and chanting should be done differently. Loudly or silently, everything is all right. There is no such restriction. Only thing is that we should chant very attentively, hearing the vibration very distinctly. That's a letter to Satsrup Raj, Hawaii, from Hawaii, March 8th, 1969. A letter to Radha Balava in 1972. Chanting japa should be done early in the morning with full concentration, preferably during the Brahma Muhurta time. Concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the mantra, pronouncing each name distinctly, and gradually your speed in chanting will increase naturally. Do not worry so much about chanting fast. Most important is the hearing. What does Prabhupada mean by hearing? Listening and being attentive and hearing the Maha Mantra. Letter to Jayananda, written in 1967. Your service attitude for Krishna and your sincere attempt at being advanced in Krishna consciousness will work with you and make your life more and more glorious and a happy state. I've been very glad that you are appreciating by yourself the effects of sincere Krishna consciousness. I have nothing new to instruct you. The same old instruction, namely constant chanting and attentive hearing the transcendental vibration Hare Krishna, is the only process for self-realization in this age. In San Francisco, while you were driving your car and I was sitting by you hearing your transcendental vibration, this very sincere attempt has enriched your consciousness, and my only instruction is that you may constantly do this habit without fail. What is the habit? Constant chanting and attentive hearing. This is really the essence of it all. And we're going to concentrate, or today we'll start speaking about the process of attentively hearing. This is a letter, an initiation letter written from Bombay in 1973. Now you have got the golden opportunity of this human form of life, and it is not by accident that you have met your spiritual master. So, if you are actually intelligent, you will stick very tightly to your position in Krishna consciousness and go back to home, back to Godhead. The essential point to remember is that you should try always to please your spiritual master under every condition. This means to follow his orders and instructions very carefully. My first instruction to all of my disciples is that they should help me spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, utilizing their energy as best as they are able to do it. In this way, keeping yourselves always engaged in Krishna's business 24 hours, you become free from all attachment to Maya by Krishna's grace. Just as when the darkness and the light come together, the darkness cannot stand before the light, so Maya cannot remain in the presence of Krishna. Always remember, therefore, to chant Hare Krishna, and that will save you in all circumstances, without any doubt. Letter to Manmohini in 1970 from Los Angeles. I've immediately offered the flower garlands to Radha and Krishna, and they are so nice looking. I'm very happy to accept you as my disciple, and I am glad to know that you are praying to Lord Krishna only that you may always remember that your position eternally is to serve and take shelter of his transcendental lotus feet. So I'm returning your beads duly chanted by me, and your spiritual name is Manmohini Dasi. Manmohini is another name of Radharani, and Manmohini Dasi is the maidservant of Radharani. Now please chant Hare Krishna mantra and be sublimely happy. To Govinda, 1973. I don't know if it's Govinda Das or Govinda Dasi. Of course we have to control the mind. And I've already instructed you and all my students that the restless, fickle mind can only be controlled by putting the mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that can be best done by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and there is no alternative in this age. By chanting without offenses, the devotee cries to Radharani and Krishna to please lift him out of the material energy and put him into the spiritual energy, which is devotional service. Letter to Drishtaketu in 1974. With regard to the offenses you are hearing, it is not ghosts, as you say, but they are creations of your mind. The mind is indeed wretched, as you say. Therefore, Krishna says that for the endeavoring transcendentalist, he must first control the mind. And then by controlling the mind, he will have peace. He says, Jitat mana prashantasya paramatma smahita. For one who has conquered the mind, the supersoul has already reached, for he has attained tranquility. But in this age, the easiest method for controlling the mind is taught to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Do not give very much importance to this thing, the things, whatever he was hearing in his mind. Chant Hare Krishna. That is my instruction to you. What impression are you getting this? What's sticking in your mind from what Prabhupada is saying? Raise your hand if you can. If something is striking you as Prabhupada is. Yes, sublimely happy. Yes, you must hear distinctly the vibrations. Thank you. Just continue chanting Hare Krishna, even though there may be difficulties. Don't listen to your mind and all the things that it creates and all the voices that come out and tell you so many things. Just chant Hare Krishna. Anything else? Yes? There's nothing else but the holy name. I remember in one of the instructions, he said, the wretched mind, wretched, very bad, troublesome. Anyone remember anything else? Anything else strike one? I'll ask you that question in another few minutes too, so there's a few more to read. This is a letter to Kirtananda, August 22nd, 1971. Gai Gora Madhushare. This is one of the songs we'll be singing. Lord Gaurachandra is singing in a sweet voice, singing very sweetly the Maha Mantra. He is asking everyone, whether a householder or in the renounced order of life, to chant always the Maha Mantra. Either in distress or happiness, never forget this Maha Mantra. Never forget chanting this Maha Mantra. Make this practice how to continue this chanting always. Gradually, we are losing the duration of our life. And if we don't take the opportunity of worshipping the Lord of the senses, Krishna, then we are simply wasting our time. Now we are fully conscious. Let us now chant loudly with the holy names of Radha Madhava. Being entrapped in the network of illusory Maya, we are simply engaged in false duties. Therefore, it is the good advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that everyone should become mad after chanting the Maha Mantra. He is requesting everyone to do so. What struck you in that? Anyone else who hasn't been? What struck you in that? Yes. Yes. After what? Yes. Chanting the Hare Krishna. We should. It has to arise in the heart that we don't want anything else but this. Listen to this one. Even in the beginning, one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. Papa chayas ta bhavati smaratam tam maharani sham. One becomes free from all sinful reactions if one chants day and night following the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is recommended. That was from the Bhagavatam, actually. And this is also from the Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, he should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Namakamudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offense. This is a letter to Devananda, 1968. Your sincerity and desire for doing some service for Krishna is very much encouraging to me. Please go on chanting nicely and steadily. Chanting 16 rounds is prescribed, but you can chant more rounds and hear them very attentively. And the final quotation here. For purification, we need concern ourselves with no other teachings than those of Lord Chaitanya. And what he taught was that in this age of Kali, there is no other way to achieve God realization than by chanting the holy names of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the first song we're going to sing is Gaya Gaur Madhusare. That was the one that Prabhupada was paraphrasing in that letter to Kirtananda. Gaya Gaur Madhusare. Lord Gaurasundar sings in a very sweet voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grihe tako, vane tako, sara hari bole tako, suke duke bolo nako, vadane hari nam korore. Whether you are a householder, grihetako, vanetako, or you're living in the forest, renounce the living in the forest. Whether, regardless of your position, sada hari bole dako, you always call out hari bol, call out the names of Krishna. Suge duke bolo nako, vadane harinam korore, suke duke bolo nako. That whether you are happy, suke, duke, or you're feeling very sad, but just vadane harinam korore. Just fill your lips with harinam, with Krishna's name. But what's the difficulty in that? Suke duke bolo nako vagane harinam korore. When we feel happy, the mind tends to not let us chant. And when we're feeling sad, we say chant, and the mind says, can't. It says, no. So many times, we're in distress, and what do we take shelter of? Our mind. The mind says, no, don't chant. And this is somewhat the essence of the issue, that we have to learn how to take shelter of Krishna's names. Maya jale bandho hoye, acho michi kajoloye, ekono chaitanya. Okay, we'll do it that way. I'll sing it first and then everyone repeat. Maya jale bandho hoye, acho michi kajoloye. Ekona Chaitanya Paye Radha Madhava Nambolole Radha Madhava Nambolole. You are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Now you have obtained full consciousness in the human form of life. So chant the names of Radha Madhava. Take advantage of human life. Prabhu, Swagatam, Hare Bol.
Gai Gura Madhur Sare Gai Gura Grihe Thako Bone Thako Sadai Hari Bole Dako থাকো বনে থাকো সদা হরি বলে ডাকো সুখে দুঃখে ভুলো না কো বদনে হরির নাম করো রে আশুকে দুখে ভুলো না কো বদনে হরির নাম করো রে গাই গোরা মধুর স্বরে Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gura Madhur Sare Gai Gura Maya Jale Baddho Hoye Acho Miche Kaje Loye Maya jale, বদ্ধ হয়ে আচমিছে কাজে লয়ে এখনো চেতন পেয়ে রাধা মাধব নাম বলো রে এখনো চেতন পেয়ে রাধা মাধব নাম বলো রে গাই গো রাম মধুর সারে গাই গো রাম হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে গাই গো রাম মধুর স্বরে গাই গো রাম জীবন হইল শেষ না বুঝিলে ঋষিকেশ জীবন হইল শেষ না বুঝিলে ঋষিকেশ শেষ ঠাকুর ভক্তি বিনোদ উপদেশ একবার নাম রসে মাতরে ভক্তি বিনোদ উপদেশ একবার নাম রসে মাতরে ভক্তি বিনোদ গাই গো রাম মধুর স্বরে গাই গো রাম হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jai Prabhupad 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari
Sannyasi, constantly chant Hari Hari. Do not forget this chanting, whether you're in a happy condition or just a stressful one. Just fill your lips with the Harinam. You are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Now you have obtained full consciousness in the human form of life. So chant the names of Radha Madhava. Your life may end at any moment, and you may not have served the Lord of the senses, Rishikesh. Take this advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just once relish the nectar of the holy name. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. What I'd like to do now is that everyone take their japa beads. Now, although the mind tends to wander, just think for this particular time, Harbo, at this particular time, you have nothing else to do at all except chant Harbo. Thank you. Except chant one Hare Krishna mantra. That's all you have to do now. That's all any of us have to do now. But one thing, we should listen to every word. Try your best to listen to the mantra, to chant attentively, but not try to chant 16 rounds, and don't try to chant even one attentive round, just one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because if you try to chant 16 rounds and then your mind wanders, it's so discouraging if you try to chant 16 rounds attentively. But the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha Mantra, is so powerful that even if you chant one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense, if you listen to one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you have no more sins left. Sarva Papa Chai. And this is the freedom that we have while chanting. And it's a very simple realization, but I found it is the best thing in chanting. Just try to listen to one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the one that you should try to listen to is the one you're chanting now. And you have to make, because the nature of the mind is so turbulent, manas chanchalam astiram. It is so turbulent that decide right now, everyone make a sankalpa, a firm decision, that all I have to do right now, we're going to chant one Maha Mantra all together, and all I'm going to do is listen to this one mantra. Nothing else to do. And you prepare your mind in that way. And if you chant successfully, meaning you're able to listen to it, it's very wonderful. And if by chance your mind wanders, don't worry. You have a chance to chant on the next beat and listen. And you have to fix your mind again with that sankalpa, that determination, that this time I don't have anything else to do. And you have to tell your mind this, that don't worry, because the mind, it becomes terrified if it thinks, oh, you mean I'm just going to listen to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then it starts rebelling, you know, for the next 2 hours, that's all I have to do. And you say, no, mind, don't worry about a thing. Just listen to this one mantra, that's all I ask you. Just one mantra, that's not a lot, is it? And the mind will say, no. It makes that, it's so big, but it's actually, that's like smoke. It's very, the mind it's a simple child in one sense. Okay, now what we're going to do is chant, we're going to make our attempt to chant one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on our beats. Now, only one mantra. And before we begin, please make your sankalpa. Keep it clear in your mind what all you have to do. And the most important word to listen to is that first Hari. Because then you're well underway. If you can hear the first Hari, then there's just a Krishna and a Hari and a Krishna, and you can listen to each one of them. Okay. Make your determination. What are we going to do right now? We're going to just one Maha Mantra. My dear mind, that's all I ask. I don't want anything else. But please listen to this one Maha Mantra. Okay? So make your own personal determination. Get extremely determined. The great battle is going to begin. One mantra. That's all. Become determined. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How did you do? Only one mantra. How did you do? Raise your hand if you did quite well. Okay, we'll make it either quite well, medium, and oh no, usual. Who did quite well and they're listening? No one. Okay, very good. Thank you. Only one person. Everyone else is being humble and shy, I think. Okay, we're going to try another one. Make your sankalpa and listen especially that first Hari and then the first Krishna. And then it's actually not that hard if you make the determination and you know what you're trying to do. I'm not trying to chant 16 rounds right now. I'm not trying to chant one round attentively or 30 mantras. Just one Maha Mantra attentively. This is my only duty. I don't have to do anything else. Write this second. Just one mantra. Okay, mind? You ready? Make your determination. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I did better that time. Okay, let's try one more. There's nothing else you have to do right now. And if you didn't do so well on the previous mantras, don't worry, here's your chance right now. Same chance. All you have to do is listen to Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But you have to say, make the determination, this is all I have to do right now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay. Who did fairly well, at least? Raise your hand if you did fairly well. I did better on the second one than the third one. But never mind. I'm going to try again right now. And this time. Okay, I'm going to try. Really. I'm making my determination. This is all I have to do. It only takes a few seconds in one sense. And one holy name. One holy name. One name. Hari. Is so powerful. So powerful. Krishna and Krishna's name, they are non-different. Krishna is actually in there fully in his name. And if we have love for Krishna, he can manifest himself fully. But first, we should learn how to listen. Make this sankalpa. Raise your hand if you're not ready. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, let's be very bold. We'll try to chant two mantras, but not at the same time. Just your only business is to chant one mantra and try to listen to that mantra. And then we'll pause just for a moment after that mantra and then quickly remind yourself of what you have to do. As I'm going to listen to this one mantra that I'm chanting now, and that will be the second mantra that we chant. You try. And if you chant the first one nicely, how wonderful. Then try to be attentive in the second one you chant. And if you don't listen to the first one very nicely, don't worry. Here's your opportunity right now to chant and listen to a Maha Mantra. And it's so powerful. Prabhupada said to Jayananda, I have nothing new to instruct you. Just keep chanting and listen. And that sound vibration is so wonderful and powerful. It is Krishna. So we'll try one and then a little pause. And then a second. But only try to listen to one mantra, the one you're chanting right now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Make a sankalpa right now and we'll try one more. We have nothing else to do except listen to only one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How did you do? Anyone want to say how that went? How did you do, Prasanta? Relief. The mind. You know, what I've seen is that it's hard to catch the holy names with the mind. But if we say, I'm going to chant, I'm just going to listen to this one mantra, and we try to hold on to that sound vibration with the mind of the holy name, then we try again. And we try again. And sometimes we succeed very well and sometimes we don't succeed. But we just keep trying to do this one thing. Because dharma vratahutari sarva subha kriya samam api pramada. This is the seventh offense. And the last two words of the api pramada, which one of the offenses is pramada, which means the inattentiveness of the mind. And if we can just make the attempt, even if we're not perfectly successful, if we just make the attempt to be attentive, it's so powerful, and it places us on the next platform, above the aparad platform, on the clearing platform. And we keep trying to hold on to the holy names with the mind, with the consciousness. and it's a struggle. But then, when Krishna desires, he'll hold on to us and give us a taste, and then it's very, 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 very easy. But two things are always required. The first is our attempt to be attentive. And the second is the mercy of Krishna. And if we make our attempt, Krishna will be merciful because he wants to be merciful. So the attempt is so simple. And the mind will tell us so many things. And just like you're dealing with a small child. Yes, 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 yes. But just one thing. Just try to listen to this one Maha Mantra. That's my only request. You don't have to listen to all of them. Don't worry. Just one Maha Mantra, the one we're going to chant right now. And the mind will accept. But you have to make the sankalpa. You have to become a little determined. And if you can get the habit in the beginning of your chanting to not let the mind wander while you chant, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. I remember, I probably have a particularly wild mind, but I remember I was in Japan in 1970, chanting in the temple room in Shibuya-ku in Tokyo. And I had been chanting for more than 2 years already. And suddenly, and there were tatami mats like this on the floor. I remember it very clearly. And suddenly, during the japa period, I heard a Maha Mantra for the first time. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. It's so powerful. It's so wonderful. No wonder they always say, listen. They always tell you to listen. But it took me 2 years before I came close to hearing a Maha Mantra. But it's so simple in a sense. So make the sankalpa. And let's chant one Maha Mantra now. And please chant the first word of Hari, and then the second word, Krishna. And then the third word, Hari, and then Krishna, 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 Hari. But start with the first word. Make your sankalpa. So all we have to do, one mantra, that's all.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Make a sankalpa and we'll chant another Maha Mantra. And all we have to do is listen to this one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rupa Goswami prays, only if I had millions of tongues and millions of ears. Because, why? Because the chanting of Krishna's names is so sweet. But there is no access into the sweetness unless we listen. Attentive, that's all. It's so simple. Simple to understand. Anyway. Let's make a sankalpa. And then we'll try three in a row. But each time, I didn't pause after when we did two, but this time I'll remember. I'll try my best to remember. And each time, just one Maha Mantra. Don't try to chant three attentive Maha Mantras. Just try and chant one. The one you're chanting right now. That's where your freedom is. That's where your choice is. Make your sankalpa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And one thing that I found is in the morning, but if you just start like this, even if you have to start and you're chanting slow in the beginning because you want to remember what I'm trying to do. I'm not just trying to finish my rounds, because I've already promised that I'm in the habit of chanting 16 rounds a day, so I'm not just trying to finish my rounds. I'm trying to listen to one Maha Mantra, that's all. So sometimes you might start a little slowly. But then, from my experience, and not that I'm a great past master of all this, but I found this is the best thing. Just try to chant one Maha Mantra, and then even if you have to start slowly, then as the mind becomes a little bit under the control of the Maha Mantra, then you can see it's easy to speed up because the mind it becomes habituated to hearing. Let's try three again. Did anyone feel they needed a bigger pause between the Maha Mantras? Just to remember what you're doing? Because just see how, if you want to find out how wild your mind is, just try to listen to the Maha Mantra and listen to your Gayatri Mantras. And then you'll find out who's your friend and who's not. But the mind can be made a friend if it just gets a taste of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and the way to get the taste is by listening. Okay, make the sankalpa, and then we'll pause a little bit in between each. And this, I'll start it, that makes it easier, each mantra. So make the sankalpa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
You didn't wait for me. You didn't wait for me. Let's start again. But wait for me to begin. Even though you're so eager to chant, it's wonderful. But just remember that all I have to do is chant, and you have to. Your mind has to accept this for just one mantra. If you don't make that determination, it doesn't work. It's not mechanical. There has to be some determination. That for one mantra, let me just listen. And we'll do this three times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Not that you have to chant slowly. That's not what we're trying to do. All we're trying to do is listen. And if it's the difference between night and day, darkness and light. If you can listen to many, 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 many mantras as opposed to chanting, moving the beads, and the mind wandering all over the universe. The difference between night and day. Sometimes we wonder, I've been chanting so many years, 7 years, 30, almost 40 years. You know, why am I like this? Why am I so much better? This is the essence. Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sar. Sripad Iswara Puri told Mahaprabhu, you chant this Maha Mantra. Vedanta Nahika Adhikar. Krishna Mantra Japa Sada E Mantra Sar. This is the essence of everything, of the whole process. It's the Hare Krishna movement, the chanting Hare Krishna movement. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatir Aniyata Hariya Nama, Hariya Nama, Hariya Nama, Iba Kebalam. But it takes this type of chanting, and we'll talk about the type of chanting it takes as we continue this. this our talks day after day. But it takes attentive, because if we're not chanting attentively, we're chanting Pramada, which is one of the Namaparads. Inattentive chanting. And this, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is the mother of all other offenses. That all other offenses from to the holy name, all the other Namaparads come from this one. So if you're in the early stages of your chanting, and who knows how many lives the devotees in this room have been chanting, you know, maybe it's 7-8 years in this life, and maybe it's 4,000 other lives that you've been chanting. Who knows? So this is the only battle worth fighting in life. It's the battle with the mind to simply chant Hare Krishna for one mantra. So we'll chant for it. Let's do it the way we were doing it, just with that pause in between. And then we'll continue a little bit. Make your sankalpa. Remember, it doesn't work without a determination, because the mind, upadruta, manda samanda matayo manda abhagya upadruta. The mind in Kali Yuga is so disturbed. So, but just one mantra, just mind, please, one mantra, that's all I ask. Please make your sankalpa determination.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And if you didn't do well on that mantra, don't worry, here comes the next one.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And I found that the best preparation for chanting the next mantra good is the Rama Rama Hari Hari. Listen to that, and then it's almost easier to flow into the next mantra and listening.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And if you treat your mind in this very, very simple way, please let me share, well, it gradually just relaxes and it becomes easier. Unless you open up your computer and go online or something like that in between.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, so homework assignment. Please, tomorrow in your japa, try to listen to one Maha Mantra. Okay, any questions or comments? Thank you very much. So just chant one mantra. It takes the same amount of time. If you chant one mantra and then the next mantra, rather than chanting 16 rounds at once, which is very difficult to do anyway. How can you do that? It's only, you only can say one mantra at a time. And we can do that. Okay, I'm going to just chant 16 inattentive rounds because I'm in a hurry, but that's namaparad. This is reality. What do we, of course, I know how it is, but what is the problem, actually? That we have so much to do, or the problem is the mind? First, you should really recognize what the problem is. It isn't that we have so much to do. The problem is the mind, that it winds us up, it gets us in the mode of passion. Think, oh, you have so much to do, you have so much to do. And then you can't chant one Maha Mantra and listen to it. and your mind is thinking of all the things you have to do, and it's taking the same amount of time. But you're not, but you and me, I'm not listening. And therefore I don't get the results, and then I say, oh, chanting Hare Krishna doesn't work. But the real problem is the mind doesn't work. It's broken. It's controlled by the motive, passion, and ignorance. This we should become convinced of. The mind is the problem. I tried to spend some time in the beginning going over the mind is the problem. The mind is the problem. The problem isn't outside. The Avanti Brahman was trying to explain that. Our karma isn't the problem. This person isn't the problem. The problem is my mind. But it doesn't, it has aversion to Krishna. Krishna bhule se jiva nadi bahi mukha, turn my back on Krishna, and I don't want to turn towards him. And Mahaprabhu is giving me the medicine. Take this Maha Mantra. And we don't want to take the medicine. So the mind gets cranked up. Tell it, it doesn't want to take the medicine. It doesn't want to be under the control of the Maha Mantra. It wants to keep you in the material world, but that's its service of the material energy. So it says, you have so many things to do, you have so many things to do. And here, you should start thinking about them while you're chanting. And once the mind starts moving fast, it's just so hard to slow it down. So it's much easier if you don't let, as soon as it starts winding you up and speeding you up, to think, okay, but just let me hear one mantra right now. One mantra, that's all I ask. And if you can listen to one mantra, pat yourself on the back, very, very nice. And see, if you want to, you can try another Maha Mantra. Listen to the Maha Mantra. Don't listen to your mind. This is the choice, this is the issue, the issue. Don't become fooled by the mind, but it's not easy. The mind will have you identifying fully with what it wants. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Try this tomorrow and you'll see. Your mind will rebel. And just say, yes, very, very, very good. Very good. Good boy. Now just one request. Just listen to one mantra. Then I won't ask you anything else. Just listen to one mantra. And then after you do that, you say, if you want, you can listen to this one mantra, one mantra. That's all I'm asking, just one mantra at a time. But it's not that you have to chant slowly, but just listen to one mantra. And in the beginning, to cool the mind down, until, especially when it gets a taste of the Maha Mantra, then it won't want to stop listening. Just listen to one Maha Mantra, that's all. The one you're chanting right now. But don't drive and chant. And only listen to the Maha Mantra because you'll crash. You can chant, but not with that kind of concentration. Just one Maha Mantra, the same medicine, the same cure, Prabhupada said, I have no other instruction to give you. Just chant, keep on chanting and hearing. Because the Maha Mantra will give you all things. That verse where Mahaprabhu, I read it, which said, it will take away all your misery and award praying to you. And the mind is saying, yeah, but you have so many things to do, you're too busy. To do what? To listen to one mantra. Just keep going back to the same thing. It's purifying, gradually, just purifying. The holy name is so powerful that it removes the offenses against the holy name if one continuously chants. That's the same thing, isn't it? 24 hours a day and day in and day out. No, it means continuously and not stopping. I've seen this so many times in Prabhupada's books. Why don't you just give it to them? One thing, it's getting dark and everyone has to walk back. So why don't we end now, actually? But we'll continue tomorrow and we'll leave. That was so nice chanting with you all. When Nandananda Prabhu chanting the kirtan was so powerful due to the he's okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hari Nam Prabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.